Karen, Vayom Da Kecha, on page Kuf Yud Gimel. This is one of the biggest sugyas in Avodas Hashem and Chassidus. Lahalas is Amidus. And these are yesodos that we've discussed many, many times over the years. But the tachas of this sefer is to try to put things into a very, very practical perspective of what we could do lemaisa to change our lives. Lahalas is Amidus. The tachlis in our avodah is not just to overcome the negative midas that we have. The avodah is lahalas is amidas. It's a different mahalach. Let's learn. V'ni kol zehu b'b'chinas su meira. All that we've been talking about until now are ways of su meira. Again, of fighting against of the milchama, overcoming the milchama against those midas inside. Dainu aderech eich lehi lochem b'midas arose. Aidei is b'nunus b'emes, so we were learning that the milchama is conducted primarily through his b'nunus b'emes. Person thinking deeply the truth, and so on. This is what we were learning the past few weeks. But there is also a path, the more advanced path. Obviously, when we're young, the ikur is the mahalach of sumera, children, But the higher path is the path of Asei Tov. Bimashil imduna Rabbeinu, shekol machshava v'hagosha v'tayva. Every single thought, every emotion, every desire, shebalo adam that comes to a person, he be'etzam nitzaitz or kaddish. The origin, the beginning of every machshava, of every hargasha, of every taiva, is kedusha, is the or of that sphere, of that or of Hashem. It comes from the nefesh elokis. Ela shebavana seinu hanitzaitz otuf beklipa. However, due to our averus, this nitzaitz, this spark of elokus, comes in the packaging of a klipa, the klipa of of anger, the klipa of a taiva, the klipa of laziness, of jealousy, and so on. L'chein hu magia b'tzura. Therefore, it is experienced as something which is ra. This is very, very clear in Chumash. We've spoken about this many times. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Siur Shelanu, pointed out, and some of the other tzaddikim, that we see that in the Torah, that the word chesed is used in the context of something which is very, very inappropriate. In the sugi of Gilei Raiz, it's called chesed, or it's called a chesed. Chesed means love. Chesed means kindness. And when the Torah is talking about that inyan, such a muse as a brother and a sister, in a way that's so unholy. But the shurish of that is chesed. The shurish of that is chesed. And that this chesed, this love, has fallen into a terrible klipa. It's a very, very disgusting klipa. But the shurish is chesed. That's clear in Chumash. That the shurish is ahava. Because Avol Be'emes HaPnimis ain't davara. Because the Emes HaPnimis is that ain't davara yerid min hashamayim. Ein davar ra. The only thing that was created that is a bechina of ra be'etzim is Amalek. But ra, ein davar ra. Ki hakol is rak or Hashem is bar. Hakol is rak or Hashem is bar. Vein od mitzius acheres ba'olam. And even Amalek, but we're not going into that right now. Vein od mitzius acheres ba'olam. El shalafam em zemachusim. The mitzius of everything in this world is enel novado. Everything is elokus. But the elokus is covered, is concealed. And it can come down and can be experienced in all kinds of ra. Mitzarech ladas. And the avoda that we're learning now at the conclusion of this maimer is how to turn away from that kisui and how to stay focused on the nekud of elokus in every hisaris of a bad midah or a taiva, how to stay focused on the etzem hamidah, on the midah itself. That, as we'll see, this is something which is very, very practical. And even for people like us, even for regular people, not just for Bali Madrega, not to give in, not to concede to the ugly manifestation of that Mida as it's appearing to us in that Klipa, not to give in to that. Not to acknowledge that, not to allow that to take over. And not to get into an argument with it either. Not to pay attention to the klipa, not to argue with the klipa. We'll see in a moment what that means. But immediately, when you feel that hisaris, or that thought, that emotion, that desire, immediately l'shtamish ba'or. Immediately, right away, to ignore, to completely ignore and break, not to ignore, to by ignoring it, you break through that external klipa, and you're able to get to the or, to that light, of what that midah really is. And to use that in the right way. Well, Marshall, for instance. And it sounds very esoteric, very mystical. It's not at all. It's very, very poshut. And we could all work on this. Very poshut. Well, Marshall. Kasher misareres eitzel adam taivul ezadavar. A person has a zaris for some taiva, something that's not right, a taiva. Be'emes yesh kan or eloki. The absolute truth is that the appearance of that taiva right now in your mind, in your heart, the appearance of that taiva means that an or of elokus has now come into your life, into your mind, into your heart. Shenishlach lo or eisai, that was sent to be ma'ara you, to awaken you, to be ma'ara you, loss is lakach, and to give you the kach, lehaiv es Hashem isbach, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really the aura of ahava that's coming in an envelope, in a wrapping of this taiva. Look, when rain comes in, very simple, muscle. By the time the rain gets, if you hold out a cup and you're drinking rain, you want to have a drink of the rain that's coming down. And in New York City, by the time it gets into your cup, even though you're just sitting there outside and you have your cup, but by the time that rain gets into your cup, it could have all kinds of stuff in it, because there are klipas that it goes through. That rain, the rainwater, when it comes through, maybe when it goes through the air in some, in the country or someplace else, which we don't have such smog or pollution or whatever, So the water arrives in the cup, and it's relatively untouched. It doesn't come in the wrapping of the klipa of the city's filth, of the city's smoke and dirt and filth. But if it's not filtered in the place over here, if it's not filtered, so then that water which comes from Shemayim to give chiyus to a person, to give life, that same water could be something that's unhealthy, because it's coming enclosed in the klipa of New York City. So it's enclosed in that klipa. So when a person has a taiva, that's a drop of rain. It's very, very pure. It's absolutely holy and pure. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because of all kinds of inyanim that we've done wrong, and also that have to do with Gilgulim, v'chulei v'chulei, for whatever reason, this drop of Hashem's rainwater, of Hashem's ahava, is coming to you in a wrapping that's been polluted, that's gotten dirty. Its shayrish is absolutely pure, and its shayrish is filled with chiyas and life. And at that very moment that the person has that taiva, at the very moment the person has the taiva, it's an opportunity to be able to, and we'll see how to do this, to be able to break through that taiva and to get to the sherish of the ahava, of where this comes from. First of all, Shem HaKadosh is brought down from the Kadmoni, from Yitzhak, from Minako, that he was in a room. Yitzhak Menachem was in a room, and somehow whatever happened, there was a very beautiful woman that walked into that place. It was inappropriate the way she was going, and he says that he turned his eyes and reached a madrega of Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an inyan of Ahavas Hashem, which that's not what happens to most people that are in that situation. But that's the avoda of halos is hamidus. Elisha klipas hislabshu alza. The klipas have surrounded this ahava. Ubem kaim shahor yagia el ha'adam betzura bihira. So instead of the or reaching the person in its pure and perfected state, instead of that or of Hashem coming in a beautiful and clear way, v'yira eich shenaisnu la'or v'kaf v'hargash alav as Hashem's bar. Instead of seeing this as the or of Hashem to give you koach and to awaken you to the love of Hashem, ze'islabesh v'hiskasa, this or has become enclosed and covered. Ad shenirlo, kilu who writes a letter, have a taiva. Kilu, you have an ahava for this taiva, for this achila, whether it's something which is oster or it's something which is muta, but for an ahava, a taiva. Lachay. So this is the practical avoda of halos hamidus. Lachen, and therefore, the rega shabo lo adam taiva, that second, not, you can't give it any time, because if you wait, then it's very, very, very hard. If it's able to settle in your mind or in your heart, even for a minute, it becomes very, very difficult to break through it. L'chein b'rega shabo lo adam taiva, the moment, the second, that a person has a taiva, v'tzarech l'havin, he has to immediately be mizbainin, to think, shabo lo achshav koach le'ahav es Hashem es Baruch, that right now what was sent to him was the koach to love Hashem. the koach to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that might be for someone who's working very, very much on Emunah, and it might be hard at that moment to come to a place of Ahavas Hashem, then you could think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same thing to think that right now it's being sent to you is this koach of Ahava to love to think about your kids. Or to think about your parents, to think about Torah, your love of Torah, or to think about your love of Eretz Yisrael. Notice to break through that manifestation of that nekuda of ahava that if it's allowed to make itself comfortable in your mind and your heart, it's going to be disgusting. Instead, at that moment you take hold of it, and you're mizbeinin that this is a nekuda v'ahava that's come into my life now, and to think about your kids, a kid, or to think about the Torah, whatever it is, to think about the davar shel kedusha, memela yaschel miyad lasek b'zeh, and immediately to be oisik in this inyan b'omek, to think about if it's that kid, or if it's the Torah, or if it's Eretz Yisrael, or Ahavas Hashem, but to think b'omek. To start to think ba'omek about that which you love. To take this ahava, this love, which comes in the clip of something of a taiva, which could either be disgusting, a stama taiva, fachila, whatever it is, and to take hold of it very, very strongly in your mind, and to think about something that is worthy of your love. Something that Kesher Baruch Hu wants you to love. It could be the simplest thing. Lasik b'zeh. It's not going to work if it's like a passing little thought. You have to be ba'omek to go into that inyan of this person that you love, of your love of Hashem, of your love of Torah, whatever it is. But to go into that inyan strong. That ahava, strong. Shabbos. Ahava for Shabbos. Ah. And how much you love Shabbos, and what Shabbos is, and to think of it. To go into that place, to head immediately into that place. And when you do that, you're shattering the external klipa. Completely shattering the external klipa. And you're in that place that Hashem wanted you to be in, which is the world of ahava and kedusha. Which is the meat of Ahav, which is the sherish of this experience that you're having right now, this taifa that you have. This is not anything Kabbalistic. This on this level, it's a very simple avodah. What we're going to see in a little bit, of course, is that there were people that were using this in a dangerous way. That want to intentionally enter into the world of klipas to try to fix those klipas. That's where you made a wrong turn. And there were people that did that who started off perhaps as great people, but it's a very, very dangerous thing. The Alter Rebbe speaks about the danger of this, and so they are the tzaddikim. It's not for us to be Isaac in these things at all. We're only talking now of something if you're attacked by a machshava, by a taiva, not chas v'chalila to go into something intentionally, chas v'shal. So if there's an attack. The whole tuma of Shabbos Tzvi Yemach Shemo was this avaida. It was the ikke of his tuma was this inyan. One has to be very, very careful. That's not chas v'shalom at all, anything of Isaac. Kitzorich la'kayv esakisui. One has to break through that covering. U'miyad l'shtamesh b'or b'ofen anachon. And immediately to use that or, to say this is an or. This is an or of Elokus. And to immediately to go into a place of how you could use this or in Kedusha. ובזה הכיסוי והקליפה נשבר ממילא. Then you don't have to struggle with the taiva. The whole klipa is broken. Mimele. There's no klipa anymore. Zakisi va klipa nishbar mimele. In the beginning, it takes a lot of work, but over time, when a person does this, over time it becomes a natural thing, and it becomes very easy to do this. Aydei she'odem zilzavahem. When you mazals in the klipa, you mazals in the klipa. You make fun of the klipa, you mazals the klipa. You say, this is not the tumma, this is not what the Baruch Hashem wants me to think about, that's not what he wants me to feel, that's not where this comes from. This comes from Hashem's boss, love for me. This comes from the highest place. This comes from the highest place. Because Baruch Hu said this to me because he trusts me that I can make a tikkun over here. Batach bolei b'ilu. Baruch Hashem trusts me that I can make a tikkun here. And to go into a place, deep into a place of ahava and a good thing, something good. And sometimes if it's hard for a person to concentrate in the head, to say things, obviously there's no one there, to talk about it, to write something down in the world of Kedusha. Megilas HaShekah Shalab. You Megalo the Shekah. You took away the You ruined the whole show. The klipa, the sitrach has a whole show. This whole scary horror movie inside of your head of something disgusting. And you just, mamash, you just pulled out its plug. You made a mockery of it. You say, I know who you are. I know what's really inside of you. And I know that this is just a Yetzirah. In other words, it's a klipa of Ra that's surrounding the Tov, this Elokus. I don't believe in that. I don't buy it. I don't buy into it. And you mazalzel it, and you're Isaac and Kedusha. And then that's the end of it. It's finished. It's gone. There's no klipa anymore. It does not take hard work to make the klipa disappear. Gil HaShekah Shalom. Once you megal the sheker, then the klipa is finished. It only works when you believe in the sheker, when you believe in this, in the lie. But when you're kaifer in that sheker, and you reject that sheker of the klipa, then it's misbatel mimeila. It's nothing, because it doesn't have really mitzvahs. When we were kids, there was a movie that was very popular, The Wizard of Oz. And when we were kids, once a year they used to put it on the television. It was like a whole yontiv when that came on. We used to watch The Wizard of Oz, and so there was this scary like this. I am Oz. This scary like this. This wizard, and then there's a lot of Ramazim in that movie. There's a lot of Ramazim, but the whole thing was that they found out that it's this little old guy, little nobody, and he has this like microphone, I am Oz. And this is like this terrifying koch of the Wizard of Oz. And it's some little old guy, like, you know, it's over a bottle. But he's got a good sound system, you know. I am Oz. And that's what the whole thing is. And the whole avoida of, find the yellow brick road. So a lot of Mishalim, a lot of Ramazim, must have been Jews that made that. I don't know how it came to be. But once the klipa was broken and the curtain was pulled away, which is exactly what happened. I mean, I haven't seen it in around 60 years. It's only 50, well, not 50 years. But once that curtain was pulled away, suddenly you saw it. It's just this little harmless guy that can't do anything to you. It's a nothing, a nobody. Ubederach zu. Lorak shlo ha'ilot tzarech li'ilochem ekli pa'atman. That's the whole avayda of Rosh Hashanah. That's about Yom Kippur. But why it is that Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur? Because the Indian of Rosh Hashanah is that we're not, you see, you just look in the machzor. We're not Isaac in Rosh Hashanah in the klipas, b'chlal, we're not Isaac in the klipas. The whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah is to say, Hamelech. It means Hamelech is that this, everything's Hamelech. And the Mela is V'harish ha'kulach kosh and tichla. There's no ra. The whole ra is smoke. It's a smoke. It looks like it's real. But if you, because when you say Hamelech, Hamelech, very, very strong, if the Rosh Hashanah is a strong Rosh Hashanah, then by the time you get to Yom Kippur, it's a Gelechta. Then the whole thing is just rolling things up and throwing them in the garbage. Then the Sheker is finished. Because Rosh Hashanah is to be Megal of Emes. The whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah is to take away that screen, is to pull away the curtain, to say Hamelech, to see that, and to feel that in the clearest way, that Malchus of Hashem. And Mimela, the whole Klipa is done. And then the Sesame Tshuva Yom Kippur is to clean up. To clean up, that's what Kapar means, to clean up. But it's all, it's like after the extermination, everything is just, everything's dead, all the bad stuff is dead, and you just have to clean it up, that's what it is. But the Indian of Rosh Hashanah is all of Rosh Hashanah is to bring us into a world of Tov. It's amazing how there are some very good intentioned rabbis who are able to make that also a depressing day. But that was not how it was given to us, Rosh Hashanah. To Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah takes you into his place. Kulo oimer kavod. Come into the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into Malchus, into his palace, and to have a taste of that world of Elokus, so that Mimela person looks at his at the taivas and at the averis, what they are. It's all shaken. It's all shaken. The whole Rosh Hashanah, b'chol Rosh Hashanah. Slichas Hashem Kippur, it's all a bureau of Tov. So by the time you get to Yom Kippur, you take the Seal Azazel and you throw it off the mountain. It's like, it's nothing. The Seal Azazel is done. It's just thrown off the mountain. It's done. Once you megala the Sheker, so then it's finished. B'derech zu, not only does this mean you don't have to have this, the hand-to-hand combat that we were taught growing up in all those books. Not only do you not have to have this war, unless asakita, and to get, and every time you're in a war, whenever you're in a war, there are going to be injuries. There's going to be bad stuff happening in a war. There's a war. There are casualties in a war. Injuries and casualties. Wars are dangerous. The best thing that the Israelis did in 1967 was that they blew up the whole Egyptian air force. They blew up before they ever took off. So there was no air force. That was it. Before the planes ever took off, they destroyed the Egyptian Air Force. A preemptive strike. There's no koach at all for those planes to take off. They were destroyed. They weren't able to bother you. This way, there's no milchama. You're not misasek ita. You don't get yourself dirty in the whole milchama, and you're not vulnerable to any attack. And not only that, al gam kibel siyum ha'nitzitz hakodesh. Not only that, but you have an aliyah. Adrabah. From that moment you're able to have an aliyah. From that nitzitz of Kedusha, from that spark of Kedusha, it's inside that klipa. L'sa'alos b'avodas Hashem is b'avodas. To have an aliyah in your avodas Hashem. L'sa'alos b'avodas Hashem is b'avodas. Kach she'eno oisek b'ra. You're not oisek b'ra at all. You don't get yourself busy with ra. Alirak b'toiv. Alirak b'toiv. By the Talmud of Baal Shem, the Chassidim, they never made a big inyan about the vidui. They never made a whole celebration over vidui, and to add more viduyim and to make all kinds of pshatlach and translations like they make from viduyim. They never made a big inyan about the vidui.
It's kind of like entering into it.
Huh?
You add translations, you enter into it.
That's exactly what it is, and that's what I mentioned to you. I think there was a wonderful person, I don't know who she is, and she sent me a new translation for children, a vidui book for children. And I said that I left her a message that I respect very much what you're trying to do, but I can't write a letter about this. It's not the mahalach of the Baal Shem Tov at all. To start vaccinating 5-year-olds with a new translation of vidui. So I don't want children that age to be talking about vidui at all. Children. At 5 years old, it was written for, I guess, for teenagers. She's right. Again, I'm not chalila criticizing her. She's a chashuva mechaneches, and she's trying to help. You know, I understand. So that's not the mahal. In this way of thinking, that's exactly what Josh said. That's mamash playing into that world, and entering into that world, and taking a kid to the, like there was a friend of mine that once said, because he had. Somebody gave him one of the kanbanim, there were extra viduyim. They have extra viduyim. It's not enough that you have. So this friend said to me, tell you the truth, I never thought of some of these things.
Wow, guys.
Very interesting stuff in here. He said it gave him more tivus. Had more tivus from this new viduyim. So I said, to give, what, you can give now 15-year-olds, you can give them a super duper translation of I am this, I'm disgusting, I'm an animal, and then all the details of the vidui. That's what you want to do for 15-16-year-olds, and you think that that's going to help them to become better Jews, and they're gonna cry now, and they're gonna want to be better. So it could be there'll be yechidim like that. There could be yechidim like that, but al pi rov, it's not a mahalach, It just plays into the enemies. Mamish, you're playing into that world of the enemy, of the klipa. What the klipa wants you to do is to become immersed in it. The klipa wants you to bite into it very, very strongly. The klipa wants you to believe that you attack an animal, and that and all these things. The klipa wants you to believe in it. No, the vidui has to be said. You have to be honest. And then, and of course, we have to say, I did this wrong. And you see, it was given in a general way as part of Am Yisrael, and it's said in such a way of the Rabbim. Where I was raised, I didn't see people standing for an hour and a half, standing over there crying over the video. I didn't see that. And when I was going through a very frum tkufa when I was younger, I've told you, and I got one of these booklets, and I had it on my matzah. My father looked at me, and he gave me such a thing like this, and to finish Manasseh. He's standing over there, what are you doing? What are you saying over here? It wasn't an Indian, it wasn't an Avodah. Again, the tzaddikim, something, or yechidim, that are Isaac in these things, whatever it is, to say that. It's interesting. If you want, by the chassidim, it was Davka, Rosh Hashanah, little Rosh Hashanah, especially. The Rebbe Rayatz from Lubavitch, the whole oilim left, they already ate, and they would come back hours later, he was still standing in Shemin Esrei. The Rebbe Rayatz from Lubavitch. Tzaddikim. In Hamelach. Not in Hasham the Bagadim, you understand? What are you hanging around so long in a bad neighborhood? It's a bad neighborhood, Hasham. It's a nasty neighborhood. What are you hanging around there so much? Say what you have to and get out. There are bad places in the world. You just got to run through. You don't hang out in those places. You do what you have to and you get out. That's why we don't even go by ourselves in there. We go with the tzibur, we go with the rabbi. I don't hang out in such a place. You certainly don't go by yourself. You go. Fast. Hashem oisik bara. Not to be oisik bara. Halarak b'toiv. Think of it to be oisik b'toiv. V'aran noifel ne'elov. I mean, you're oisik b'toiv. And you're living in a world of toiv, and your mind and your heart are in that world of toiv. And v'aran noifel ne'elov. Then the ra, it's noifel ne'elov. It's noifel ne'elov. Beis. But this has to be done very quickly. The derech is, a person has to be a little bit learned to know all of the midas, at least on a basic level. There's a wonderful sefer that came out that I got in Eretz Yisrael a few months ago when we were there. A wonderful sefer. It's probably, by now it's probably, it's here, I'm sure, but it's called Das HaSfiris. Das HaSfiris. Very, very clear, very, very clear, simple. The person has to know what the midas are. Because when you're having a certain thought or a certain feeling, where is this coming from? Is this coming from Chesed? Is it coming from Gvor? Is it coming from Teferis? Which midas are coming from? Because you know, you have to enter into the type of that midah. Because right now you're experiencing a negative manifestation of Teferis. A negative manifestation of Gvura. Right? So you need to know what Gvura is to get to the positive Gvura. So what is Gvura in a positive way? What is Teferis? What's Netzach in a positive way? Right now you're being attacked by the midah of Netzach, which is holy, but it's coming. You're being attacked by Netzach that's coming in a wrapping of the side of Ra of Netzach. So you can, but it's much easier to defeat that Netzach of Ra with a Netzach of Toiv. You can go into something else altogether. But this Oris is. What's arrived in your life is a nitzotz of netzach. So what you want to do is to reveal the netzach of kedusha, not at that moment chesed. That's not what's happening. You're right now being challenged. You're confronting an ugly manifestation of netzach of hod. So the tachlis is to know what is netzach, what is hod. In Kedusha, and to get into that place right away of Netzach and Hod in Kedusha, or Netzach Hod, and that means that you now have gotten to that Nitzos, that spark, and then that the Netzach, the negative energy of Netzach is gone. It's gone. So one has to become more familiar. Here at the end of the Perek, he gives some examples of which Midah. And he even gives some example of which shame of Hashem, of the shame of Havaya, because every one of the spheres has different nikud, different vowelization from the shame Yud Kevavke. So when you're being attacked by a negative chesed, to know which shame Yud Kevavke you could picture in your mind, that shame Yud Kevavke with the proper nikudis, that will have a huge effect on breaking through and being able to get into the kedusha of that klipa, because the klipa is terrified of the shem havaya baruch hu, terrified of the shem yukei vavke, and if it's chesed has a certain vowelization, if it's gvur has different nikud, tferes, each shem yukei vavke has a different nikud for that midah, and the person at the beginning can carry it around on a little cart, or something that he keeps, but over time you just remember that if you have a service of that midah, that right away the Shem Havaya, and to go into that place of Kedusha. Shem Kedavavke.
Even in the bathroom?
So the bathroom you can't, not the Shem Havaya. But you can go into the toiv of that, but you have to be careful. That's why a person should not spend excessive time in that place, which is there was a woman that told me that her husband sits on the phone. He's on the phone in the bathroom for hours at a time. So I want to tell her this. There's probably something. I didn't tell her that. She wanted me to talk to her husband. And I didn't do that yet, but I'm worried that it's not just the news. You're sitting in that place of the Beis HaKisa. You had to do this in the Beis HaKisa. We'll talk about it. There's an avodah in the Beis HaKisa as well, right? But the shame of I, be careful. But you have to learn the midas. You have to know what the midas are. You have to know what the spheres are. Again, not to know the spheres like anything in Kabbalah. Just to know what the midas are on a very basic level. That Sefer Das Sefiros goes through each of the midas in a very, very, very simple and clear way. So, I forgot the name of the Mechaber. You know the Sefer Yon Yisodis? No? I forgot the name of the Mechaber. It's a very good Sefer. Yeah. Das Hasfiros, that's a very good Sefer. So you have to know, you have to be familiar with what is this midah. If you ask him to just say, "Velach shavala," because then you can go to that midah in kedusha. Well, and then you could connect it to practical examples in your life, where you could use teferis, where you could use yisod, practical things to think about. In the world in kedusha, lahargish aisa, to be able to feel that midah. L'spalala. It's also very powerful to daven at that moment, to daven to help with this midah of hod of malchus, to help me with this. L'lumad aleha, to learn more about it. V'nei kol rega shel machshava v'agosha nechona u'to'elas gedola. Every moment of thinking and feeling in a proper way, in a holy way, is a tremendous benefit. So even if you do this just for a moment to get out of trouble, to overcome that moment of that ra, of that klipa, that's also very, very good that you did it. But the tachlis is for a person to, not just for that moment, but to live a life where he's going over, davening for and thinking about the midas of Elokus, 10 spheres, and how to apply them in our lives, to think about them and how to apply them in our lives. There are a number of good things that are written. There's also Reb Chaim Kramer, they have from Breslov a very good thing on the 10 spheres. They put out years ago. Yitzhak Ginsburg wrote a whole sefer on the spheres, more of a Chabad Mahalach. Also, not hard. I mean, Yitzhak, there's always some more Kabbalah, but a lot of straightforward. There are a few things. There's a Lubavitcher fellow in Lawrence, I forgot his name. He sent me to write something for the sefer. I think it's called the 10 spheres. Fantastic. There's some very good things. Also, they came out for Sfiras Omer in English too. Different. One of the Jacobsons, not YY, I think his brother wrote years ago something for the Sfiras Omer, where he goes through all of the spheres. You have from Daniel, Rabbi Daniel Frisch on Sfiras Omer. It's classic. The avodah of each day of sphere, but that's going through each of the midas. And how to use the midas in kedusha. So all the books on Sfiras Omer that they've been coming out with the last years, this only started. The first one I remember was Rabbi Daniel Frisch when that came out like 20 years ago. It was an amazing thing that the first when that first came out. And again, it's not Kabbalah. It's a straightforward Avodah Hashem. And to become more and more familiar with the spheres. They put out around 5-6 years ago, not from Yitzhak Ginsburg, not the whole big sefer, but a booklet for Sphere Sonder from Yitzhak Ginsburg. Also, every day of Sphere. So there you're already able to go more into the amkus of Chesed Shebechesed, Ruah Shebechesed. Become more familiar with what it is that you're thinking, what is it that you're feeling, and how to fix that, how to lift up that midah, how to get to that midah. Not only is it chesed, but it's tfer shebechesed, and what that means, what you're going through right now, and that's like, you know, they have chemotherapy. Nobody should ever need chalila, but in chemotherapy, so there's more of a general treatment, and then there's a chemotherapy that's focused on that, zeroing in on that particular tumor, and then zaps that tumor. And when a person is more familiar with the midas, and then the midas, the seven midas within the seven midas, then you're able to have more of a concentrated treatment of tov, and the tov is more concentrated and clear of how to zap that cancerous thought, that cancerous feeling, how to zap it. The only difference, of course, it's only a muscle, because that chemotherapy is very, makes a person sick also. That's it's unhealthy stuff. So it's not a good muscle. But just that idea of being concentrated and focused on the particular inyan, and that particular inyan. The more you learn about the midas, the more you learn about the spheres. I was giving a couple years ago, sorry, 7-8 years ago, some shiur in Yusuf. But I think I only got to, I started from Keser. So we spent the whole year, I only got to the beginning of Chachma. We were just talking about the whole year. It's Keser, it's the beginning of Chachma. You spend all the years just on each one of the midas. The right way to do it is not just to begin from Keser, the right way is to begin from Keser. But you don't have to do that. Start from Chesed, and that's really the Ikar Avoda. So the more one learns, the better one is able to deal with that particular inyan that he's going through. The deeper you go into it, the more you'll feel the breaking of that klipa. It'll become very, very clear to you. The deeper you go into it, by similar zahu, the siman that this is working. When not only are you not struggling with this ra, but you feel an aura of toiv. Again, it's nothing Kabbalistic. You feel good. There's a spashtus of something good inside of you. You feel good. You have a feeling of simcha. You feel good. There's a general feeling of or and toiv that you have. Sharoge v'shalva, a calmness. It's not a mulchama. It's a mechai. She says, "Simon shenigma mulchama, v'tzliach eini misaita." So it's a simon that this crisis is over, and you're in a good place, Baruch Hashem. Remember, the figor on your side, it's kagor on your side. Now, the figor on your side, the bigger the kedusha, the bigger the nisayin. If it's a strong, again, the way that we were taught was that the bigger the nisayin, the bigger a simon is that you're a disgusting person, right? But Chazal say kol gadol michaver yisrael mimenu, and the meaning of that is that the bigger the nisayin, the bigger the nitzayis is there, the bigger the spark that's there of kedusha. Ka gadol nisayin l'famu bekame shnias nigmar heinyan l'famu lokeach kame dakas. Therefore, sometimes this whole inyan can take a few seconds, sometimes it takes a few minutes. Pesach ma'od l'zdaris b'zeh. You can't, as I said at the beginning, you have to do this very quickly. You can't say, all right, I'll enjoy just 30 seconds of this title. No. You can't enjoy any of this. Nothing. No clips. Nothing. Ma'od l'zdaris b'zeh. Umiyad kshemegiya marshal v'amida ara. Miyad. The moment kshemegiya, the second kshemegiya marshal v'amida ara, you can't say marshal v'atav. You have to go into the good marshal. Into that good place. The second. It's mesayra. Otherwise, it's once then the enemy gets in, it's an infiltration, and then the second, doesn't get in. The faster you deal with it, the faster you metapol on this, the easier it is to win. Not that it's impossible, but it's much, much easier for you right away. You can afterwards also, but the faster the better. I forgot there was one of the tzaddikim came to the Sof Magunitsa, one of the big tzaddikim, Kershon Shemagid's son came, grandson. So one of came, another tzaddik came to him, and the tzaddik said to the other tzaddik who came, he said that I can't help you that you shouldn't have nisyanis. The person has nisyanis, but I could. What I could tell you, what I could daven for you, is that Hashem Yisroel should help you to know that the moment that the Nisayan arrives, that it's a Nisayan. You should know that it's a Nisayan. That you should know that. Not to just go, you should, at that moment, you should know that it's a Nisayan. You should know it for what it is. I don't remember the exact lashon, but something like that. That you should know what it is. That I could daven for you. Hashem should help you to know what it is, what this Nisayan is. And that's what we're learning. It's in the side of this midah or that midah. Know what it is. That I could help you with. That I could help you with. Okay. Let's go.